In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that?
Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is brought to you by Pelican Brewing, independently brewing on the Oregon coast since 1996. Discover even more flavors from your local coast with Pelican's new craft sodas. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
All right, Daily Ticker time on a Friday, brought to you as always by our great friends at Pelican Brewing. Experience your hops differently with Pelican's new hard hops. Blackberry seltzer infused with Strata hops made with real blackberries. Hard hops are available now at a store near you. You're going to be pounding those on the golf course tomorrow. The College World Series begins today, ladies and gentlemen. Including in that is Oregon State playing later tonight in Omaha, and they're taking on Louisville. And you know what we thought to ourselves? We don't know anything about Louisville baseball.
No, we don't.
We got nothing. We haven't watched them play all year. We got nothing. Yeah. And so we wanted to find out more about Oregon State's opponent this evening. And joining us now is Mike Rutherford, covering Louisville, thecardchronicle.com, at Card Chronicle on Twitter. Mike, good morning to you. Are you in Omaha or do you stay back in Louisville?
I'm not in Omaha right now. I'm back in Louisville for the time being. If they happen to go on a deep run, there's a outside chance that I could make the trip to Omaha for the championship round if they're fortunate enough to make it that far.
Now, look, Mike, I know that those trips aren't cheap, but you're kind of giving us a little, not expecting a whole lot here from Louisville energy based on what you just said there. Am I wrong?
I would point that in the direction of my bosses. They're maybe the ones not believing in Louisville. That's what I'll say.
We know that very well. We understand that. Working in media, we're simpatico on that. Louisville, they're in the College World Series. They're taking on Oregon State today. What do we know? How are they feeling about the matchup? Mm. Just kind of break down Louisville for us, because we got nothing for you, Mike.
Louisville has been, they're a team that I described going into the NCAA tournament as infuriatingly bipolar. It's a team that started the season off with a lot of hope. They knocked off Texas on the very first night of the season down there at the Shriners Classic in Arlington. They've been remarkably good against top 10 teams this season. They had 7 wins against top 10 teams. I believe they had the 4th most quad one wins of any team going into the NCAA tournament. They also had a history of playing down to the level of their competition. The highs were extremely high. The lows were extremely low. And the biggest low of the season was actually going into the NCAA tournament. Louisville had lost 6 of its last 7. They lost 3 consecutive weekend series to end the regular season. They got beat in the first game of the ACC tournament on an afternoon where they walked, I think, 15 guys and lost to Pittsburgh 13-11. So there wasn't a lot of hope for this to happen. I think people knew that they had this in them. But the big issue for this team all season long was the pitching staff had gotten a little banged up. Parker Detmers, who's the brother of Major Leaguer Reed Detmers, was supposed to be a big part of this rotation. He gets hurt about halfway through the season. He's lost for the year. Patrick Forbes, the number one starter who's going to pitch against Oregon State tonight, he gets banged up. He misses his last couple starts the regular season. And the bullpen had just been woefully inept the entire season. And then kind of magically the last 2 weekends, the pitchers have been really good. Forbes is back. He's healthy. They moved their Saturday starter, Tucker Bivin, from the bullpen into that Saturday role. The bullpen has been throwing strikes. The offense has been good all season long. It's the pitching and the defense that has cost this team. And I think Louisville fans are sort of like, fingers crossed that this wasn't an anomaly and that the last 6 games over these past 2 weekends are the same pitching staff and the same defense that we're going to see in Omaha. If that happens, they've got the offense to play with just about anybody in this tournament, I think. But it's all on the pitchers. Can they find the groove? Can they throw strikes? Can the bullpen be as effective as it's been in the regional and super regional round?
All right, Mike, we're going to play a little bit of a Louisville-themed-esque question with you. You're not sounding very confident in the pitching. but who is the thoroughbred? If they were racing in a derby,
look at you.
Who would that be for Louisville?
It's Forbes. There's no question about it. He'll pitch against Oregon State tonight. He is, high velo guy. He'll hit the high 90s. He can hit the lower end of 100 at his best. He's a pure strikeout pitcher. He gets a lot of fly balls. There's a lot of rising fastballs, but he relies on the strikeout. His big issue is command at times. I think his last outing on Friday last weekend in the Super Regionals against Miami. He struck out 11 guys. He did walk four and got himself into trouble there. But he's without question the thoroughbred. He's the ace. He'll get the ball tonight. They'll rely on him to get this thing started off on the right foot.
Now, let's go ahead and grade. We're talking with the little College World Series with Mike Rutherford, Card Chronicle on Twitter, manager at cardchronicle.com. We were talking about this before we brought you on, Mike. And maybe this is an indication of why the old Pac-12 died. It just doesn't mean more out here. But the Jell-O Shot Challenge is going on in Omaha with all the fans there. And the bottom three teams are UCLA, Arizona, and Oregon State. Your Louisville Cardinals are in third on this list, 298. Now, this was 11 hours ago. That's a decent number of Jell-O Shots. They're behind LSU and Murray State. Let's grade their Jell-O Shot performance challenge by the Louisville fan base.
I mean, look, Louisville fans love to drink. There's no question about that. Last weekend, fun anecdote. So Louisville plays the Game 3 of the Super Regional. It's a noon first pitch on a Sunday. And I guess maybe they were a little bit low on drinks because they'd had to play on Friday or Saturday. Or maybe they think that people in Louisville wouldn't be drinking quite that much early on a Sunday afternoon. By the fourth inning, they'd run out of beer. They had to go to Churchill Downs, which is right next door, and get a ton of alcohol brought over to Jim Patterson Stadium to satisfy the Louisville fans who were desperate to be hammered drunk at 1:30 in the afternoon on a Sunday. So I think Louisville fans, as long as they hang in the tournament long enough, will acquit themselves well with the Jell-O Shot Challenge. Okay.
Who would you say in the lineup is the Louisville slugger that we need to keep an eye on?
Right now, it's Eddie King Jr. I mean, he's one of the hottest hitters in all of baseball. They've kind of inserted him into the four slot. He's hit. He had 362 this year, 18 doubles, 17 home runs. He's been one of the better hitters in college baseball, and he's been incredibly hot in the postseason. Hit three home runs in the Super Regional. He had the game-winning hit in Game 3, the double that brought in the run that put Louisville up 3-2. He's been fantastic. Zion Rose, I think, is the most naturally gifted player on this roster. He was one of the best freshmen in college baseball, but he's has not hit the ball as well as King Jr. or Jake Monroe in the postseason. So I'd say Eddie King Jr. is the guy that you circle and say he's the guy in the lineup. You've got to find a way to get out.
Interesting. Is Papa John still around Louisville? Is he still doing his thing?
Is he still in the house? Yeah.
You know, he's still got the house. Papa is not he's not in the house when it comes to Louisville athletics.
Okay.
Louisville punted him away. They took his name off the stadium after the whole racial slur type deal.
Good call.
He took a lot of his money, went to Kentucky. They're okay with that, apparently. So Papa is more in the house.
Did he really?
He really went to Kentucky.
Now, wasn't
he a
Louisville grad? Wasn't there a connection with Louisville?
He's not a Louisville grad. He was a Louisville resident.
Okay.
So he actually is from Southern Indiana, which is right across the river. But, yeah, he took a lot of his money and was willing to throw it at the University of Kentucky. And so now Papa's more in the house there than he is in Louisville.
I'm assuming it's a freshman based on how you framed it, or maybe it's the Eddie King Jr. Who is your Muhammad Ali champion of this roster? Or is it just who's the leader of the team, I guess?
I think you can go to a lot of different players for that role. Kamayu Neighbors is kind of – he's a transfer. He's a senior. But he definitely takes on a leadership role that's big. He did get benched in the last game of the Super Regionals. If you're looking for sort of a sleeping giant, maybe an Ali guy, power guy, Tague Davis is a freshman. He set the Louisville home run record for freshmen this season, hit 18 of them. He's huge. When he hits the ball, it's off the bat, he's constantly in that sort of 110 to 115 off the bat area. He has been ice cold in the postseason, though. He's the guy that I think everybody points to and says, he's kind of due. I know the ball doesn't exactly fly out of the Schwab, but he's got the power to make that happen. So he's the Ali player. I'll give him that category.
Okay. Yeah, great stuff. Mike Rutherford is his name. Go give him a follow on Twitter, at Card Chronicle, covering Louisville for cardchronicle.com. Well, we hope you find your way to Omaha. Actually, Oregon State fan doesn't, because that would mean you might win today. So
yeah.
Not Oregon State fan. I hope you make your way to Omaha, because it sounds like a great event to go to. Thanks so much for the time and the preview out here in Portland, man. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys. Thanks so much.